We are live once again. Welcome everyone to the Victor Ballstar podcast. We're going to be breaking down another one of our amazing, or at least somewhat amazing, or at least I think they're amazing. Maybe they're horrible. I don't know. One of these videos. This one's game two of the CIF playoffs, game 12 of the season. I started bringing in new stuff. This was the first time I really felt comfortable and remember how I was filming, what I was filming, what I used. Because I'm on a different lens this game, and don't you remember the last one's very emotional, and then just go down the line backwards and you see all the game and how it's progressed. This is probably where I got really comfortable and shot into style for the most part. So let's just tap right in and we'll break it down right after.
Best. Nice. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk the guy, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock. Yeah. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
You can run the mile. You can walk straight through hell with a smile. You could be the hero, you could get the gold. Breaking all the records they thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. And you're never gonna know if you never even try.
Do it for your country, do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
The thing that we are doing at practice is what makes us great. And Del Toro, I'd be remiss to say that you didn't have a hell of a bounce back game. Marcus, congratulations.
Yeah! Yeah! Marcus!
Feels good, Doug. Feels good. Man, that's why I love this game, and I tell you all the time. You get so many amazing opportunities to make another presence felt. That's why if you mess up, you can't hang your head. You can't pout, you can't give up. You go, let's go again. Let's grind again.
Bring it up.
Let's go! Let's go.
Hey, defense, great job on tightening the screws in the second half. Only giving them 3 points.
0 points in the second half, baby. Let's
hey,
go.
Hey.
0 points.
Let these fellas know where we are from, all right?
Let's
loud. Loud. Let that spring with them for an entire year. Loud and proud.
Push on 3 minutes. 1, 2, 3.
Well, there you have it. Couple things. First thing, I want to lighten it up, so I found this song And normally the biggest issue I have while I'm filming, and I'm not filming, when I'm trying to edit, is finding songs and a good song to edit for a certain video, because certain games go different ways, the mood different, I want to match it right. So I never pick a song prior to the game, always after and while I'm looking around. Let's just tap right in real quick and see what kind of shots we pulled out. We got Dougie. I did like the rack from Dougie to reveal the field, and same thing, JD coming across to reveal the field. I don't think I planned it that way, but the way it turned out was good, so it's a good way to get something planned. It's kind of a reveal shot, or people looking at stuff. I think a lot of the old Westerns do it. I forgot what it's called. They're the Kill Bill. They do it. There's visuals. It's a tracking shot I was telling you guys about last episode. I think it's the only time I successfully did it. What happened, I had Diego Mata. He said, hey, they're going to go to Kane. Brooke Ronda, I mean, linemen were going right, and it's going to go to Kane. And it went to Kane. So just track him. All right. So I just tracked that. Nice little flummel. Followed it. I got most of the catch. This is one thing I got comfortable this game. I got most, I think all the touchdowns, or most of them. I got most of the catches. Missed the kickoff, but I still got the tail end of it. The B-roll got better. We had great lighting. And I was on a 60mm 1.8, I believe, with no ND, because Omedo needed it for something, and it wasn't mine yet. So this one had a different look, different color to it. The ND, sometimes if it's 30 or if it's set to a different crank, gives you a different feel. This is almost a raw, natural lens field. It's all 4K stuff. I got very close to Rashawn. He gave me a funny look. Right here. You guys got to understand, when you're at a 135 and you're at 2.0, turning it into a 1.4 with the adapter from the L lens, which is the 135 to a 860-300, you're at 1.6. It goes down for 0.4 stops. The rack in-game mode, when they're close to you on your end of the sign, you gotta know it's difficult. I'm even gonna cap. You gotta be, and then as you get better, you'll see which way your lens focuses. Some lenses go right to go further away, and some go left, depending on the Sony or the Canon. I believe the Canons go this way. So the racks that I was able to pull off this game felt good. I felt comfortable. And that's from 14 weeks. And you know what? I think I forgot to break down that first video, which is like a 1 minute highlight. But I might throw that in as a treat when I do the trailer, which is also short. So 2 1-minute pieces on the last episode. I'll break that down and just go over what I've learned. On these, look at the tracking. Oh, it's a lot better. And you guys, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but you guys see the progress from 11, 12 weeks of trying to get better at film, understanding, editing, quick turnarounds, speed ramps. The shots were way better. I didn't miss. Better positioning on the field. You learn how to position yourself. I was all over the place game one. This one, I think maybe my ISO was set. Might have been. Maybe I, no, it's fluctuating, so I don't think it was. I think it just held a lot better. Follow tracking. These are my favorite ones. The captains, when they meet up, I love shooting that stuff, because it's just, you can get some nice shots out of it. Eventually, you run out of angles and turnings and all those things. You run out. You shoot. I forgot I did an epilogue on this one, but now I remember, because the documentary is edited differently than this. I try not to pull too much, and I try to add different snippets. Overexposed. You can tell by the way the blacks. And also, there was no LUTs. Actually, I think there was a LUT, but it was super light. I don't get into picture profile until season 2 and the documentary, and you guys will notice the picture profile. But all this right now is just raw. And I like to pull what coach says more, because it adds more to the story. Now you understand that a gentleman was struggling the game before when we lost, came and bounced back. That shows grit, shows who we are. Talks about who we are, let them know where we're from. And that's something that attracts students, because ultimately towards the end of the season, there's a little bit of a buzz. Some kids were transferring in after their season. Oh, I want to play here. And I'm like, oh, crap. Maybe one winning does something, so it's not all me. Winning for the first part, and then videos, and it just attracts people. In no way, shape, or form was this recruiting. We did not reach out. They came to us. So that's probably the only way you can recruit in high school, is being an amazing program and having kids just come gravitate towards you. So that's why a lot of kids go to Modern Day and Bosco. They're top of the food chain. And that's why they go. They don't got to recruit too much. Actually, they're private, so they can. But a lot of these big public schools, the kids just go. Like Long Beach Poly, a lot of kids just went there to play. Big schools like that. So doing this type of storytelling and videos and showing the character of who we are was able to attract kids. And after the season we won, kids were just coming. They're like, oh, I want to be part of this. And I'm like, all right, bet. And I think displaying it is one thing and winning it the other. Because you can win and still get kids. And if we had lost, I don't think we would have pulled any. So with all of the winning, I was just able to magnify and show. So essentially, one thing I was emphasized, don't be caught on a certain setup. I didn't have my go-to lens pregame. Gimbal was good. Tried new shots. I'm always trying something new. I repeat a lot of shots, of course. That's just all you really just don't. What else do you got? You know, I try to push, get through, get better. I got kids smiling, so I was pretty smooth. I wasn't too cognizant of what goes were on the edits. I do understand pacing a little bit, but as you get better, not so much I can explain. You just gotta feel it and edit and go, and you'll get better, truthfully. And that's just the way we went about. The epilogue at the end added character grit. And like I said, if you go film sports and you miss a lot of the shots, they're out of focus, you're not racking right, don't get discouraged. Because the first game, I had like one touchdown I got on film. By the end of the season, I get almost all of them. And that's just from, and that's the same little 135L lens I mounted onto my Sony, which gives you a little bit of difficulties, but also great advantage depending on what you do. It gets better. Watch first one and then watch this one. You'll see the growth. And other than that, not much there. I'll get to the next plateau we break soon, and then we'll chat a little more about that down the stretch. Like always, keep it cool, clean, and crispy. And see you guys next time.